Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Do you have a frown you need to turn upside down? Change your life. Chris Nordhaus is about to show you how. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. On today's show, we have Chris Nordhaus. Now, Chris has a really cool interest that I know is going to connect to a lot of my guests. Chris is into muscle cars, and it's something that he let go of in his past that he has rediscovered later in life. So, Chris, I want to welcome you to the show, and I know that you have a few words of your own that you live by that you would like to share with my guests.
Thanks, Lynette. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so about where we're going for the rest of it. And so my quote is, to live your life and enjoy every moment, you can't save them anyway. And I've been living it that way since then.
And when was that? When did you come up with this idea?
It was a few years ago. I had gone through a divorce that was really shocking to me, and I didn't see it coming, and it really left me pretty down and basically kind of not doing anything after that. I was really stuck just working each day and with nothing really to look forward to. And, you know, I've been into muscle cars for my whole life, really, but years ago when I first got married, I put all that aside. You know, I had a steady job and I worked for 17 years and raised kids. And then, you know, after all this happened, you know, I started kicking around the garage where I'd had a car that I'd bought when I was 19, still have it today, but hadn't touched it.
Wow.
So I started playing with that a little bit and realized, you know, there was a whole new generation of muscle cars that the GM and Ford and Mopar had started building again. And I had some money. I had a good bonus from work 1 year, and I said, why not? And I went out and bought one. And it's just taken off from there.
Now, when did your passion for cars begin?
Oh, probably when I was a teenager, as soon as I got my driver's license.
And what did that look like for you? Because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners right now who just, I mean, I know some people, and I'm not saying just men, because personally, I'm actually a car person myself. I love to drive. I love nice cars. I love speed. I mean, I'm into it too. Not obviously to the degree that you are, but at what point did you start licking your chops when you saw a nice car? Always?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Even when I was a kid, I remember my dad used to be in a bowling league, and I would go down to the bowling alley with him. And they had a 69 Mustang fastback on the showroom floor. It was like a raffle, like a prize they were giving away at the end of the league season. And I used to just go up there and walk around that car every day because it looked so awesome to me. So even as a small kid, I was into them.
Okay. So you have this really difficult moment in your life where, you know, you're working through a divorce, and I know you work in a nuclear power plant, which I know is a lot of hours and probably a lot of focus. And here you are not feeling very excited about life, and you see the car in the garage. What made you start tinkering around with that?
Well, you know, my kids had started moving out of the house. They were grown. And like I said, you know, I had gone through a divorce. And so I really just had nothing to do. And, you know, I just was kind of looking for something, I guess, something to occupy my time. And I was out there just kind of straightening things up. And I just started thinking, you know, what am I doing with that car? It's been sitting there for almost 20 years. And so I just started, you know, thinking, why don't I rebuild it? I watch car shows all the time. Why don't I just get into this again and start doing it? And so I did. I started working on the 68 Camaro. But in the meantime, I realized friends of mine at work were talking about the new Camaros that were out. And so I started getting interested in that. And within about a year or so, like I said, I went out and bought one. And it's just been a thrill ever since.
Well, first of all, I want to say 68 is a really good year, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah. I mean, it was a tumultuous time in history, but it was also the year I was born. So 68 is a great year. So you end up taking this car and you start rebuilding it. Then you go buy a new car, a new Camaro, because you're into it. And then where did this passion lead you from there? And how did it change your life?
Well, so yeah, the rebuilding the old one is fun, but I can't drive it. So, you know, I really got the itch to go out and drive something new. And actually a friend of mine had just bought one and he handed me the keys and let me go take it for a spin.
That was the first mistake.
Yeah, I was hooked. I almost didn't come back. I had so much fun. I just had to go get one of my own. And I did. Within a couple of months, I had one too. And I just loved to drive it. I mean, just getting out and driving it is just so much fun. I couldn't wait to get home to drive it. I tried to drive it to work every day too, but it's not really a winter car or anything like that. So yeah, the more I drove it, the more I loved driving it. And then I started realizing, you know, why am I just driving around here? I should be going places. And so I started going on road trips and just taking off, going places I hadn't been before, just going for long drives and enjoying it. And, you know, naturally, once I started doing that, I kind of got on the web and, you know, found a couple Facebook pages and some forums where there were other Camaro owners and started chatting with them. And then this is the first year I had the car. And that summer, there was a group, you know, I live in southeastern Washington, and there's a group in Spokane. And they started talking about a trip they were planning to Sturgis, where, believe it or not, along with motorcycles, they have car rallies there too.
Can you do me two things?
Yeah.
Number one, I'm a very visual person, and I'm sure so many people listening are as well. Describe your car for me. A, I need to know what color it is on the outside, the inside, and what is it that you see when you think of your car?
So my car, what I bought was a 2013 ZL1 Camaro convertible. It is a bright inferno orange metallic in color. It has the black hockey stick stripes, what they call them. If you remember from the old 69s, they start at the front of the fender, kind of come up, and then taper back along the line of the car. And they were real popular back in the 69 Camaro, and so that was a something I had done to it. It's the ZL1s all come with a black interior. So it's a black leather and suede. Pretty nice looking though, but the car looks amazing. If you've ever seen a picture of a ZL1, they're rather unique and just exciting to have. You know, you'd ask me, what do I think of when I see it? You know, it was interesting. I ran into Scott Settlemyer. He was the head of a GM division that basically revived the Camaro back in 2009, so he's heavily involved in the current editions. And he asked me the same question. And what I did is I walked him around to the back of my car and showed him my license plate. It says Permagrin. Yeah, so that's pretty much how everybody knows me in the Camaro circles. I'm called Permagrin.
That's great.
And I just smile when I think about it. In fact, I took the front license plate and I put it in my office over my computer so I can look at it every day.
I mean, this is passion, everybody. This is passion / obsession. So the other thing I'd like you to do is define for everybody what Sturgis is.
Well, Sturgis is a town in South Dakota. And if anybody who doesn't know, it's famous for having a motorcycle rally every year. You know, it started out ages ago as kind of a biker town. And there's been shows on TV about it. Full Throttle Saloon is a show on TV that's famous for the Sturgis motorcycles. But they're very open to these kinds of rallies. And so a few years ago, some of the muscle cars started having rallies there. Mustang has a real big one. Turned out the Camaros started having a rally. The local Camaro club started putting on a rally about 3 years ago. I had the good fortune to go to their second one a couple of years back. Yeah, that's where I met up with a Camaro group from Spokane. They talked about it, so I drove up and met up with them, and we all drove down there together. There was about 20 or so Camaros. We all traveled all the way down to Sturgis, South Dakota from here. That's about 1,100 miles. And it was just a fun trip. I mean, just the trip down there was fun. And then the car shows and everything that went on while we were there. And just the opportunity to drive around there, too. They have some of the nicest, most scenic roads in the Black Hills of South Dakota. In fact, then that's where Mount Rushmore is. And so we took a cruise down to Mount Rushmore, which is, you know, awesome all by itself. So something I've never seen in person. That was exciting. And then, but even better for a car owner, car nut like myself, the roads, they're a series of scenic highways that basically make a ring all the way around that start at Mount Rushmore. And there's one called Needles Highway. And it's called Needles because of the rock spires. They're just very unique. And I couldn't even describe them. You'd have to look at pictures. They're just so amazingly beautiful. And so the road was constructed, I think, in the 30s. Their senator and congressman got together and got some money to have it built. And it's just a beautiful drive. It takes a couple of hours to get all the way around. It's just awesome. And it's just something that was so rewarding to be able to say I went and did and enjoyed so much.
You know what I love so much about what you're saying is, you know, here you were in a very dark time, and I know you were saying all you were doing was working and you were really down. You didn't have anything else going on. You see this car in your garage. You decide, you know what, let me start tinkering with that. That leads you to buying, you know, a brand new Camaro, and that leads you to a whole community of people. It leads you to trips. It leads you to new experiences. It leads you to seeing beautiful things. How did this impact your life, do you think?
Oh, it's completely turned around. I'm probably the happiest guy at work every day now. And I just look forward to, you know, every weekend in the warm weather, which we have a lot of up here, fortunately. I just, you know, I plan out some big trips through the summer and I just look forward to those. And then on the weekends, I don't have anything going. I still just jump in the car and go drive. And it's just something I just love to do and just completely into it. You know, that just keeps leading to other things and I meet new people. And thanks to Facebook, you can be friends with anybody no matter where on the planet they are. So it's become a big thing to me. In fact, I joined a Facebook page and they asked me to become an admin on the page because I met the founder and a few of the other admins and we hit it off real well. When I met them, they had just broke 1,000 members and they were all excited. Everybody just started getting the word about this page. 2 years later, we now have 36,000 members.
Wow.
And we're the largest Camaro Facebook page in existence.
And something else that's really cool about this is it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, this is a passion that you could do at any age. You could be, you know, 17 with a license, or you could be 75 or 80 with a license, and you can still get a car or go to these events, and you could be in a Camaro, or I'm sure you could be, like you just said, Sturgis is also motorcycles. Are there other cars that are there? Other makes of cars that rally there?
The Mustang Club has a really big rally there. They've had that going for a few years longer than we have. So, all kinds of cars. You know, I'm passionate about Camaros, but I love all kinds of them. I love any muscle car. I've had it when I was a young guy. I had a couple Camaros. I had a Cuda convertible. My son has a Mustang right now that I'm helping him work on. And it's not, you know, for me, I'm kind of focused on Camaros, but it's all kinds of cars. And there are just a lot of performance nuts out there. We all kind of like them. But, you know, you had mentioned about it, that it spans, you know, all generations. And it really does. I mean, I go to these rallies and, you know, I'm talking to kids that are 19, 20. At the last Sturgis event I went to, they had an autocross. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's kind of a car race. They basically set out cones in a giant parking lot. And they make a kind of a course, a crazy back and forth kind of lot of turns and stuff. and you know, you try to drive through it as fast as you can. A woman in front of me with her Camaro, she probably had the slowest time, but I don't think anybody gave her any hard time about that. She was 86 years old and on oxygen, and she was driving her car in a car race.
Wow, 86. That's incredible. Now, did you have any kind of hesitations or challenges when you started this, Chris?
You know, not too much, because I had a friend that, you know, already had one, and that kind of inspired me to go get one. And then, like I said, pretty quickly I got on the web and found a forum where people were talking about them all the time. And, you know, maybe a little bit when I first went up to Spokane and met people face to face for the very first time, I didn't really know them. You know, that could be a little, you know, that's a little awkward sometimes, but you know what? We woke up, I stayed in the hotel, got up in the morning, walked out to my car. Pretty soon there's four or five other people milling around their cars. Next thing you know, we're all talking like old friends in the parking lot and showing off our rides to each other. So,
because you have that common interest, you know, that bond already before even meeting people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's, yeah, it's really fun. And it's kind of unique, you know?
Yeah, definitely. What do you think you've learned about yourself during this process?
Well, I think I learned that, you know, there's still a lot to give and a lot to get. There's you know, I kind of felt for a while there like, you know, things had really gone wrong in my life, and I felt like I had wasted a bunch of years or something. But now I look back, you know, obviously nothing was a waste, but and now I realize, you know, there's still a whole lot more to do, and I'm looking forward to it now.
That is so important to learn and to know, because, you know, you were so down, and something like this, like muscle cars, can bring you that literally joy back into your life and change your entire perspective. I mean, because you're still young, you know, you have a lot of life to live. So, I mean, I'm personally just really glad that you just didn't give up and say, this is it, that you reached out and found something that you're passionate about.
Oh yeah, me too.
Now, listen, I always try to provide resources for my listeners that can help move them in this direction. So I know you mentioned, and I include all of this in the show notes for the show that will be on motivatemepodcast.com. But you mentioned the Facebook group, so I'll make sure to include that. Is there anything else, a book or any other resource online that you would recommend?
If it's about cars, there's all kinds of Facebook groups. You would just have to go search.
I know my parents, and this is not a muscle car, I'm aware, but my parents had a PT Cruiser, and they were part of a PT Cruiser group for a while where they would do parades. So if somebody really just likes their brand of car, they could search for any group, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what you do. And it doesn't even have to be Facebook. There's car clubs of all kinds. And you can just if you just did a Google search, and then you could probably narrow it down to something local to you pretty quick.
You know, also my brother had a Camaro when I was in high school. We used to call it the Lowrider. It had an 8-track cassette in it.
mine had mine went back further than that, I think, when I first started.
So here's the deal. This part of the show, we pick up the pace. It's 1-minute responses. And what we're going to do is teach people how to get motivated to move into this passion of muscle cars or any car or motorcycle that they're into. So the first step is going to be to help them envision, to see it for themselves. And the second is to explore options. And the third then would be how to execute, what the first step would be. So if I said to you, how can somebody envision including this passion for muscle cars into their life, what would you say?
Well, you just have to think about what you enjoy. And if you, you know, like cars, think about why don't you have one? Why not me? If you don't already have one, if, you know, see yourself, what you would do with the car. Some people just like to go to shows. Other people like me, I like to drive. If you're the kind of, you know, what kind of car person are you? Are you a little of both? You know, envision yourself with the car of your dreams out on the road, heading to a great show. Just got to see it for yourself and ask yourself, why not? Why am I not doing this?
Oh, I love that so much, because the first thing I thought is see yourself on that open road. We just got back from a road trip. I love to drive too. So explore. How should they or how could they go about exploring this for themselves?
Yeah. So if you're looking to get started, I would say, you know, we live in a great age of electronics and the World Wide Web. I can't think of a better place to start. You get online and you search for, you know, whatever kind of car you're interested in, and look for Facebook pages or local car club groups, and you just search on it and you're going to hit something. I would get on Facebook, a Facebook page that's, you know, like Camaros Unlimited, dedicated to the car that you're interested in. And you just get online and you'll see people sharing their cars. And even if you don't have one most of the time, nobody's going to worry about that too much. You join the page and you just start asking questions about, you know, well, where do you go? What do you do? People love to share that kind of stuff with each other. So there's all kinds of information out there.
And that's a really good point. I mean, you can show up to these events, you can communicate with these people, and you don't even have to have a car to appreciate and love them and be around them until you're ready to actually maybe purchase one yourself.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would say you find, like I said, you get on the web, but then you go find the local car shows. And they don't even have to be specific to that kind of car. Just a lot of car shows are general. And, you know, you go to the show, you walk around, see a car you like. And usually the owners are hanging out somewhere nearby. And you just start talking to them about it. And pretty soon you're learning about, you know, this car and how you get them and who do you go to and where do you find a good deal and, you know, how much should this thing cost? You get all that kind of information eventually. But, yeah, go to a show. That's where you start.
Okay, so to execute then, would you say to execute would be go to a show, or would you add something else to that?
Yeah, two things. Just get online, that gets you started, and search for local car shows and go to a show. That's how you get going. You start learning about it. And, you know, all the information's there. People love to share it with you. You just got to go do it. Find a show and go check it out.
So, Chris, I'm a firm believer that life is a process. And I know you've been through some difficult periods in your life, but, you know, it's taught you lessons and changed your person and led you into the direction that you're in now. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Well, still driving. And, you know, I'm 54. Hopefully I'll be getting close to retirement. And, you know, I think at one point in my life, I kind of dreaded that concept that I would be old and retired. And these days I am just looking forward to it. Because that'll just give me more time. I'll be playing with my cars all the time at that point. Won't quite be there yet, probably, but I'll be getting close. So I just see myself getting closer to that goal of being able to chase my passion full time.
Looks like a good goal. What closing advice can you give listeners?
I would say go right back to what I started with. You know, you talked about not giving up. You know, if life has you down and you're tied down with your daily life, you've got obligations and responsibilities. Maybe you don't have the money to go out and do stuff that you want to do, but don't give up. If you have a passion for something, there's a way to do it. You know, for me, it took something drastic and a lot of free time and some free time to go pursue it. But, you know, people pursue their passions every day, no matter what challenges they have in life. So I would just say, you know, don't give up and go get it. And, you know, why aren't you doing it? If it's something you like, go do it now. You may not have a chance later.
That's what I always say on the show. I always say, if not, why not? And you're saying the same thing. So we'll make sure you're a part of the Facebook group that we have, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. But how can listeners reach out specifically to you? Would you like them to contact you through Facebook?
Sure. I have, as an admin on a Facebook group, I have hundreds of friends on Facebook. So that's an easy way to get a hold of me. And messaging me on Facebook, you know, eventually I'll see it, maybe not immediately, but, you know, I always respond to anybody. So sure, I think that's a great way to contact me.
So on Facebook, you're Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Nordhaus, N as in Nancy, O-R-D-H-A-U-S. And what is the name of the Camaro Facebook page?
It's Camaros Unlimited.
Okay, Camaros Unlimited. And I'll make sure to put those all in the show notes for this episode. I just want to thank you so much, Chris, for being on the show today.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I'm really grateful you had me on.
I really love everything that you said, and I know listeners got a lot out of that today.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm just going to add the go-do for everybody. Here's what I want you to do. Listeners, go-do for today. Chris talked a lot about rediscovering a passion. Is there a passion that you've let go of for some reason? I want you to sit down, think about it, and post your discoveries on the Ultimate Support System community page. Looking forward to seeing what you're thinking about.